This is your Northwest Report for Monday, February 13th. I'm David Sparks, and we reported last Thursday that there is more evidence of a continued downturn in the U.S. farm economy. USDA says net farm income is likely to decline this year by 8.7% to $62.3 billion. But that's an overall for the U.S. Maybe not so in Oregon. A dramatic drop in labor costs and other expenses has helped boost Oregon's net farm income. Oregon farmers and ranchers have generally seen a better bottom line in their balance sheet thanks to steady agricultural production and prices combined with an overall drop in expenses. The assessment is based on the latest statistics available from USDA that shows a net farm income for Oregon of $1.2 billion for 2015. Jim Johnson of the Oregon Department of Agriculture says it's that decrease in the expense categories that makes the big difference.
Overall, the cost of labor to their operations is down as a general rule. Energy costs are down, fuel costs, and like several other intangibles, but those are the two big ones.
Elsewhere, AgriPulse.com tells us that producers are holding off on equipment purchases as commodity prices continue their downward slide. Michael Kornman is a segment marketing manager for New Holland.
We've seen a contraction in the marketplace throughout 2016 in the 60 horsepower tractors and above from that perspective, but that doesn't come as a surprise with us. It's closely correlated with the commodity prices of both beef cattle and milk prices as well as hay.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.